Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We welcome you to the segment, Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi biyadihi al-Mulk, Surah al-Mulk, Chapter 67. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma allamtana innaka antal alimul hakeem. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Rabbi hab li hukma walhiqni bis salihin waj'al li lisana sidqin fil akhirin. Yesterday we discussed Allah Azza wa Jal is addressing the kuffar and the mushrikeen. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Just as a recap. Amman hadha alladhi yarzuqukum in amsaka rizqah bal lajju fi 'utuwin wa nufur. Oh, who is there to give you sustenance if he withholds his sustenance? So often, we place our trust on others, and we think, yes, you must express your gratitude. مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. He who does not express gratitude to people has not shown express gratitude to Allah. So we have to show that gratitude, but understand well the sole giver is Allah Azza wa Jal. And if he decides, so many times it happens, people think, okay, I'm going to make my boss happy. And the boss just doesn't become happy. And he's putting extra effort. He's trying to impress his boss. But sometimes impressing the boss means breaking the law of Allah Azza wa Jal. And once this takes place, over time, Allah is upset with you now. The giver of sustenance. That is why if you study and you go into that hadith, it's one of the first few hadith you'll find in Fadail-e Amal, and it is mentioned when this incident took place, this noble Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they had engaged, and three from the truthful, because they were munafiqeen also. But three, which the Quran Sharif then mentions about them, Allah Azza wa Jal accepts their tawbah. From there you will see how the kuffar were coming and pesturing them and trying to persuade them to follow their way. But it didn't happen, it didn't occur. Because these were truthful Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And you will see there, it is mentioned, Ya Rasulullah, if I am going to, or it is mentioned that, if I lie to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and I make the kuffar happy, so I'm lying to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so I'm making Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam happy because I'm lying. But Allah Azza wa Jalla is going to be upset with me. So what's going to happen? After some time, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam will also be upset with me. So rather I speak the truth and I face the consequences. And after that, inshallah, Allah will forgive me. This is the kind of concern. This is the kind of concern Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu had on his mind. Sincereness, see? That is what you call sincereness. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is going to be upset with me. I prefer that than making Allah Azza wa Jal upset with me because I'm lying to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nobody wants to make Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam upset. But when you have done something wrong now, to make it worse, we lie, so we make Allah Azza wa Jal angry with us. Whereas, I did it, I'm guilty. So many times it happens, Allah's fadl. that we're driving and we know we're making a mistake by driving beyond the speed limit. The cop pulls you off and you say, but I didn't do this. And you start to get aggressive. It's not going to benefit you. Rather say, you know what? I'm guilty. I know I did wrong. Forgive me. Forgive me. I won't do it again. You're not bribing nothing. This man has a heart. At the end, every person has a heart. Some, there are exceptions, whether that's ulaika kal an'am, balhum adal. They are like cattle, in fact, nay worst, the rogue regime, Israelis, terrorists. Those are exceptions. But generally people have hearts. You speak to them, no bribery, nothing. They'll say, okay, go. If you are truthful, if you are sincere. Or sometimes you'll have to face the consequences. It depends now. So don't think you're going to perpetrate such crimes and then think, no, I'll be sincere, I'll admit. And no, it's sometimes you have to face the consequences. It depends. Allah Azawajal's mercy, Allah knows His hikmah, His wisdom will prevail. Now, I'm saying to you, sometimes we forget Allah Azawajal, who is the giver of sustenance. And we feel that it's my company that's paying me. And when you engross, sometimes I was so dedicated and they just let me go off like this. This morning they said CNN is letting go 100 staff of theirs. Normally it's such a mission. Ask employers what a mission it is to let off workers. How do these major organizations just let off 100 staff like that? To let off one, you'll think 200 times before you do so. Your domestic at home, you won't just let her go like that. You'll make sure you're covered from every angle, because dealing with the CCMA can get ugly. Trust me. So, but they just let off 100 like that. But anyway, Allah Azawajal is the giver of sustenance. Sometimes you lose something that was most beloved, but you still continue pleasing Allah, then that's good for you. Look at the verse of the Quran Sharif of Surah Al-Baqarah. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ. Sometimes you like something, or sometimes you dislike something first, but it's good for you. And sometimes you love something, but it's bad for you. So, addressing the kuffar, أَمَّنْ هَذَا الَّذِي يَرْزُقُكُمْ إِنْ أَمْسَكَ رِزْقَهُ. Who is there to give you sustenance if he withholds it? بَلَّجُّوا فِي عُتُوٍّ وَنُفُورٍ. Still they persist in rebellion and aversion. They deny, this is the kuffar, they deny Allah Azawajal. And for us as believers, the lesson we can take from here is that Allah has granted us so much, yet we're not performing our salah. Can we be mu'min, pure mu'min, and still say I'm proud of the fact that I'm not reading my salah? No, we must make effort. Now look at this here, the similitude, beautiful. Remember, Allah Azawajal, in the previous verses, told us that you must famshu fi manakibiha, walk on its shoulders, the shoulders of the earth. Here again, walking, you can give a whole bayan just on walking, how to walk. Other verses speak about don't stamp your feet. So you can give a whole bayan just on walking. أَفَمَنْ يَمْشِي مُكِبًّا عَلَىٰ وَجْهِهِ أَهْدَىٰ أَمَّنْ يَمْشِي سَوِيًّا عَلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Verse 22, Surah Al-Mulk. Then tell me whether the one who walks falling down on his face is better guided or the one who walks on a straight path? After all this, Allah Azza wa Jal makes you think, O insan. He makes you think. Then tell me, أَفَمَن يَمْشِي مُكِبًّا عَلَى وَجْهِهِ, the one who walks falling down on his face, أَهْدَى, is he more guided? أَمَّن يَمْشِي سَوِيًّا عَلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ, or is the one who walks on the straight path, who is more guided? So the phrase refers to the believer, the one who walks on the straight path. It is the believer, it's obvious. And the one who is walking on his face, what do you say about him? Is he more guided? You know, you get these people, they do all this funny gymnastics and they're walking on their faces sometimes and trying to do, standing on their... If a person has to do this perpetually, hypothetically speaking, will you say he's more guided, or you'll say a person who walks on, uses his feet to walk, who's more guided? Allah makes you think. He brings you to such, Allah Azza wa Jal brings you to their lows, brings them to their lows to make them think so that they can be raised, so that they can become obedient, so that they can become submissive to Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah, if you look at this verse 22, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not speaking about Tawheed here, because they already rejected Tawheed. Allah Azza wa Jal is not speaking about Fiqh. Allah Azza wa Jal here is coming down to their low level and telling them, you are, if you, what do you think? You are walking on your face, falling down on your face all the time. Are you a better guided person or the one who's walking straight up? Think, O insan, so that you can come back to Tawheed, so that you can come back to the straight path. Now look at this here. Then Allah Azza wa Jal goes and says in verse 23, Suratul Mulk, قُلْ هُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَكُمْ وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. قُلْ, say, he is the one who has originated you. أَنْشَأَكُمْ, قُلْ هُوَ الَّذِي, he is the one that has originated you. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ, you listening to me now. Allah says in this verse, and he has developed your hearing. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ والأبصار, and your vision, your seeing, والأفئدة, and the hearts, قليلا ما تشكرون, how little you pay gratitude. How little you pay gratitude. The senses, the vision, the hearing, the heart, these are avenues to recognize Allah Azza wa Jal. You're listening to the Quran Sharif. You are pondering, you are looking at, you are reading, looking inside, pondering over its meanings. You are looking at the creation of Allah. These are all avenues for you to become a arif billah, to make you amongst the arifin, to, for you to recognize Allah Azza wa Jal. So naturally, this is supposed to drive you to make so much of gratitude. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how much didn't he do? Exerted himself. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha mentions, Ya Rasulullah, past, future sins forgiven. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is masoom, no sins. Even if it had to be, all forgiven. What's the need to exert so much? Shall I not become a grateful servant? Or based on gratitude, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam exerted himself so much. Gratitude you'll find in the lives of the pious. They're constantly saying, Shukr alhamdulillah. we've got this. We've got this bounty. Make shukr. Even for doing the effort of deen, I'm not doing Allah a favor. Ya Allah, I make shukr you accepted me to do this. Ya. And la in shakartum la azidannakum, you express gratitude, Allah increases it for you. Recognizing Allah, Umayr Darda radiallahu anhu said, it was mentioned, afdalul ilmi al ma'rifa, the most virtuous type of knowledge is the recognition of Allah azza wa jal. Afdalul ilmi al ma'rifa. And you can see tied in with this verse of Surah Al-Dhariyat. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Your very purpose, Allah is saying, I've not created the jinnkind and the mankind except that they should worship Allah. And Ra'isul Mufassirin, that is Sayyiduna Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made dua for him. اللهم فقهه في الدين اللهم علمه تأويل القرآن. Allah grant him that inner knowledge of the Quran Sharif. This was faqih. He was granted the tafaqquh of deen. So he says ليعبدون أي ليعرفون, to recognize Allah Azza wa Jal. So this is your purpose. Recognizing, how do you recognize? Through your hearing, your seeing, your hearts develop, thinking, pondering of Allah Azza wa Jal. This year, your heart is, you sitting, making muraqabah, wondering, pondering over the greatness of Allah Azza wa Jal, thinking how much of sin, how ungrateful you are. Innal insana li rabbihi lakanood, Surah Al-Adiyat. Insan is ever ungrateful to his sustainer. So know, use this which Allah has granted you. Now these kuffar, they've used these senses and they continue to use it to break the laws of Allah intentionally. At least a believer, he has that sense of remorse, that sense of regret. Inshallah, that's a believer. That is why Shaykhul Hadith, Mulana Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi's father, had said, when it comes to Allah Azza wa Jalla forgiving sins, then for a believer, a major sin doesn't, he can't, he goes on that musalla and he asks Allah and he says, it's not likely for a believer just to continue living with a major sin. He cries and he gets that sin forgiven, or if it is owing money, or if he stole, or whichever way, then he makes sure. Owing, if you borrowed money in the correct manner and there's terms, agreements, and you're abiding by it, that's fine. But stealing, taking someone else's rights, then you have to go back and see how you can make amendments. Allah Azza wa Jal grant us tawfiq, understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.